Welcome to the Speak Life Radio Broadcast, brought to you by the congregation at Bennett's Temple United Holy Church, soon to be New Life Community United Holy Church, located in Pie Corner, St. Lucie in Barbados, where the senior pastor is Elder Rico Griffith. We invite you to join us for the next few moments as we share with you from the Word of God. Today's speaker is Pastor Rico Griffith.
The Bible tells us that as we stand for the reading of his word, some say that thou art John the Baptist, some Elias, and others Jeremiah, or one of the prophets. He said unto them, but whom say you that I am? And Simon Peter answered and said, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. Verse 17 tells me this morning, Jesus answered and said unto him, blessed art thou, Simon Barjona, for flesh and blood have not revealed this to you, but my Father which is in heaven. Praise the name of the Lord. Praise the Lord. Father, we thank you for your word this morning. We pray, God, that you would open our eyes, open our understanding, open our hearts, open, oh God, our very intellect to receive a true revelation of who you are. Not from what we have heard, but from what we have experienced you to be in our lives. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. You may be seated in the presence of the Lord this morning. Praise the Lord. For the next few moments, I want to focus on the topic or the caption as we go through. Who do you say I am? Who do you say I am? These are the words of Jesus to his disciples in verse 15 of the text that we have just read, when the Bible tells us, and he said unto them, but whom say ye that I am? That is the King James Version. The New Living Translation says it no real different. And so it is clear that this question is straightforward from the King James Version to the New International to the New Living Translation. It's that clear and simple. Who do you say that I am? Following the visit to the Gentile territories where the Gentiles saw Jesus' miracles and they reacted by praising the God of Israel, Jesus returned to Jewish territory here. And he returned to Jewish territory only to be faced with a test from the unbelieving leaders in that day. As recorded in Matthew and chapter 12, they had previously asked for a sign. And here again in chapter 16, they resumed their challenge of Jesus' authority by requesting a sign. Everybody's into signs. Now, Jesus had been able to escape the probing Pharisees for a while. And as he visited Gentile areas, he was able to escape the Pharisees. As a matter of fact, up to this point, his last dealing with them had involved the issue of the law and ceremonial defilement. And Jesus called the very Pharisees, as we read just now, he called them hypocrites. But the Pharisees were not going to give up their relentless attempts to discredit Jesus before the crowds. So upon Jesus' return to Jewish territory, the Bible tells us this morning that not only did the Pharisees come, as we focus on verse 1 of your Bibles, the Bible tells us that as Jesus had moved away from the Pharisees and he bent over now to the Gentile areas, he believed that he had escaped, as it were, the questioning. But as I said, the Pharisees were not going to give up their relentless attempts to discredit Jesus to the crowds. And so upon his return to the Jewish territory, the Bible tells us at Matthew 16 and verse 1 that the Pharisees came, but they did not come by themselves. The Bible tells us that the Pharisees also with the Sadducees came. So the Pharisees get company, and that company was the Sadducees. I want you to follow me this morning. How many of you know that in this life that we live, people will come to test you? How many of you know that people will come to test you? On the job, they will come to test you. At home, they will come to test you. No matter where you are in life, people will come to test you. They will come to test your character. They will come to test your ability. They will come to test your integrity. People will come to test you. The Bible tells me that the Pharisees also with the Sadducees came. And if you're following in verse 1, it says, and tempting, they desired him that he would show them a sign. So the two came together with the intent for him to show them a sign. They had a motive. Now, can I tell you that in the Old Testament, Matthew is in the New Testament, but in the Old Testament, to uncover a false prophet, the leaders of that day, they were not seeking truth, as it were. And so testing was valid in the Old Testament to uncover a false prophet. The same Greek word used for test is used in Hebrews 3:9, and it signifies that the test comes with an intent to discredit. So people in that day would come to challenge you, to test you, to get you to a point where they can go back and discredit who you say you are. If you were a man of God, they would test your man of Godism, as it were. Excuse me, but you know what I mean. If you were a doctor, they would test your medical knowledge. And whatever you say you were, testing was a part of it. If you were a prophet and you said that there will be 7 days of famine and 7 days of plenty, and the 7 days that you predicted to have famine did not happen, it means then that you were a false prophet. So testing was valid in the Old Testament. And the new too, testing is still valid. Because the word of God tells us that you shall know them by their fruit. So when you test the person, you test the character, the fruit that comes out, that is testing. You understand? So I can't be an orange, and when you squeeze me, I taste like a mango. I was thinking because, you know, oranges may be acid. So orange and a grapefruit and all them can line up in one category of the citrus fruit. So I was thinking, because I said, if I said orange can't taste like a grapefruit, you may tell me that ain't true. Because you may take an orange and it very well tastes acid like a grapefruit. And you take a pink grapefruit, somebody talk to me, and it tastes sweet like an orange. Huh? So because they're in the same family, but you should know them from the fruit, the citrus family. But you cannot get a mango and it tastes like a grape. It may have acidity in it, but you just know it different. You understand what I'm saying? Praise the name of the Lord. So testing is valid, but testing with the wrong intent. We got to know the reason for the testing. And so we move on. The word here conveys that they were testing to show that Jesus would fail. Amen. Isn't it interesting that sometimes people are around you all the time, but their intent is to discredit everything that you do? Am I talking to somebody this morning? Their only intent is to see you fail and to see your plans come to naught. But I want to tell all under the hearing of my voice this morning, we got to be wary of people who have benefited from you but act like you have never given or done them anything. After all Jesus had done, the Bible tells me as he went on, he referenced the 5 loaves and the 5,000. He referenced the 4 loaves and the 4,000. After all that Jesus had done, and these people were behind him, here now they came, and the Bible tells me, tempting, desired him that he would show them a sign. What more do they need to see? And not only did they see Jesus work the miracle with the loaves and the people, but Jesus said, go on to verse 2 or 3 there for me. Jesus said at the end of the verse, and how many baskets you took away? Are you with me? Not only were there enough from the 5 loaves, praise the name of the Lord. We're done with verse 9. He said, don't you remember the 5,000 I fed with 5 loaves? And that wasn't enough. He said, and how many baskets you took away? So there was more than enough. And then if that was not enough, there was another time that I met and you were there. And verse 10 tells me that neither the 7 loaves and the 4,000, and not only that, how many baskets you took away? So you've got to be careful in life of the people who are following you, just like they followed Jesus and all that they benefited from him. But then yet they came and they did not come alone. They came with the Sadducees. I want you to understand something when we go along, because the Pharisees and the Sadducees couldn't see eye to eye. How many of you know that? They could not see eye to eye. They were in opposites. The Pharisees and the Sadducees did not like each other. But I want to tell you today that the same way they come together for a cause to discredit Jesus, people that don't like each other will come together to destroy you. Somebody hear me this morning. Somebody hear me this morning. My God, have mercy.
Thank you for allowing us into your space today. It is our prayer that your life has been touched and impacted in a positive way as you took the time to be engaged with us this morning. To learn more about our ministry, you may visit us at www.btaplaceforyou.com, or you can visit our social media pages on Instagram, BT A Place For You, or on Facebook at Bennett's Temple United Holy Church. If you do not have a church family to call your own, you can feel free to worship with us any Sunday morning at 8:30 a.m. We are located in Pie Corner, St. Lucie, at the corner of Little Bay and Cove Bay. We look forward to welcoming you. Shine.